and welcome back to another installment of the Conversations with Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, here with the one and only head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Don Carlisle.
Good afternoon, good people.
So, Coach, you guys played one game last week against a top-ranked team in the state of Indiana in 4A. You guys went downtown to Cathedral, and you took on the Fighting Irish, and you guys pulled away with a victory, 67-64. And you guys were down most this game, and then you came back in the fourth quarter, held on, and got a big win. And after this game, in the post game of the broadcast, I quoted myself saying, "Ben Davis basketball is back." It felt like this was kind of your guys' coming out party after you guys have struggled really in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, man, I think just for the, you know, the feel of it, you know, the aesthetics of it, coming down to the end of the season, we have one last game, regular season game left. You want to go out and win these types of games. Mm-hmm. I respect Cathedral, and I think that they're a good team and program. They've been in the top 10 all year.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think they're a better team than us, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that they shot it well. We gave up 43 points in the first half. And we didn't. You know, I think that a lot of the things that's been happening for or to us has kind of been self-inflicted, small things that are correctable. But our defense have been steady. We got to take care of the ball a little bit better. But for the most part, I thought that we held down Tayshaun Comer. He did a decent job of, especially in the first half, facilitating and getting his own shot. But in the second half, we kind of cut his water off and showed that we have some capable defenders, especially at the guard position. And we did a decent job on him, and especially midway through the third and through the rest of that game. So, I just believe that we are as good as we want to be. And majority of the games, you know, especially the top five, top ten teams that we played, we haven't really got beat. We kind of beat ourselves and kind of gave those games away. So, Cathedral, though, like I said, they're very talented. They have probably three or four Division I players on that team. I know for a fact two of them are McDonald's All-American nominees because they celebrated those guys before our game. So, then Booker, the big kid, he's being recruited by everybody. I think he's the number one kid in his class as far as talent goes. And it was a good win for us, but in the barometer of barometers, like I just want to be playing well going into next week. You know, we saw who we drew for that first game on Tuesday. So I just want to be playing our best basketball in the coming weeks.
So, Coach, one big thing about this game was defense. You guys struggled in the first half, closing it on three-point shooters. And this Cathedral team, they lived and died by the three. And we saw in the second half you guys started closing out, and you guys came back. You came back in this game. A really big third quarter. You guys won that 15-9. But your guard play was really well. Sheridan Sharp, 15 points. But I don't even think the 15 points is what he did in that game. His defense was just crazy. He was in every passing lane. He had a really good game. But then Zane Doughty, he really slowed down Booker. He's a guy who 17 D1 offers. He's recruited by every D1 school in Indiana, and there's all kinds of other places. And Zane Doughty really showed he's another top center in 4A in Indiana.
Man, the thing that I'm proud about with this group is they've taken turns of doing a really, really good job defensively. Mm-hmm. Zane has been nearer at the top of blocks in the last 2 years in 4A and plainly in the state. I think he led all the way until probably like the last two or three weeks of the season last year. And he's near the top this year again. So that goes without saying with Zane. But Sheridan has been drawing the assignment of guarding the best player of every team that we played this year. And like I said in an earlier installment, that really wasn't his forte or his strength last year. So that in itself is a testament to the hard work that he and, you know, the coaching staff have made great strides with instilling into these guys what it means to be defensive-minded group. So I think that Mark Zachary has been doing an excellent mm-hmm. job defensively. Even if he's having a little bit of freshman struggles on offense, you know, he still has shown that he belongs and deserves to be playing at this level. And I think that just overall is one of the better games that Clay Butler's played for us this year. Being able to stay in front of guys, taking it upon himself and the challenge to step up and play defense, getting the passing lanes and able to get it and make timely baskets, especially in the fourth quarter of this game where when we took the lead and even to push the lead to, I think it may have been 4 or 5 when it with a layup. So, you know, I'll take this time to accentuate the positive, especially with those guys, man. Those guys have been pacing us all year. Zane, you know, we're just a different group when he's on the floor. Mm-hmm. So I think he had 5 blocks. Yeah, 5 blocks yeah. against those guys, which is a huge number. Sean Arnold is another guy who, especially, man, we can put him on anybody on the floor. That kid's had a really, really good year defensively and just playing hard and making winning plays on offense and defense. So, man, I could probably, you know, highlight each and every player on this team, but I thought that especially this Cathedral game was a total team effort. I thought that the guys that were on the bench cheered their teammates on. I thought that, that everyone who got in the game, you know, Raheem Twyman, man, he hadn't really played a whole bunch. He started for us the last 2 or 3 games. And even with him starting and not playing a whole lot of minutes, he's been a great senior for us and an enforcer of sorts and been able to give us great energy off the bench and in his starting role. So, you know, this is a really, really good team effort.
Another guy you mentioned, I didn't mention, Kenny Troutman had 9 points in this game, 2 big threes, mm-hmm. and he was really one of the players off the bench who gave you guys that spark you guys needed. But you guys look ahead now to this Friday. You guys travel, Tech travels up here. You guys take another team that's been in the top 10 ranked mostly all season. Let me take on Arsenal Tech to wrap up your guys' regular season. And Arsenal Tech, obviously a team that's up there. As of right now, they're 17-5, around the same record you guys are. And this team, you look at their stats, and it seems like they have 3 players who average over 15 a game.
Yeah.
And then it's really kind of drops off.
Well, they're a team that if you allow to play the way that they want to play, it'll be a really, really long night for you.
Mm-hmm.
I also think they're a team that always allow you to be in the game because of their style of play. They have really good players. You know, I'm not saying that they don't. They have a large amount of seniors on that team. If I want to quote it correct, I think you have like 11 seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a team, like I said, there's a lot of high expectation with this group, especially in IPS. But they had some really, really good wins this year over some tough competition. It'll be a challenge for us, but I just think for me it's not necessarily about the groups that we play. It's always about us. So we you know, my task and the task of my staff and the group that's involved is to just make sure we put the best versions of ourselves out on the floor, because I do believe that if that happened, we may be undefeated right now. I think it was a struggle maybe the first game of the year against Fishers, and the second time around just because we, mm-hmm. I think because of the way that we played LN the first time. I think those would have been tough games, but the rest of the games that we've lost, we really lost ourselves, you know what I mean? Like, we had them in control. We were in great positions to win the games, and I think that's kind of where you see the growth with this group, especially in the last month or so. Some of the wins, and even in the wins where we say, for instance, a really, really tough game was Covenant Christian. It was the high expectation for us to win by, you know, I don't think it was in doubt that people thought that we wasn't going to win the game, but we would have thought, and people would have thought that we would have won the game by a lot more than what we did. But I like the fact that they didn't try to push it up. And mm-hmm. and there was instances in the game where, in times in the past where we tried to go and get things and moving a different direction. And we went to, you know, game management, clock management, which is part of the reason why it was close as it was. Mm-hmm. But it was also great practice for us, especially in games where, say, for instance, like the Carmel game, up 4 in a minute to go, like where we made mistakes. So I think it's just a learning process with this group. And I can see accurately. I can see where they've grown. I can see as the leader and just being here the whole time where those same mistakes that we were making continuously, we starting to get better and starting to make better decisions in those moments. So I'm pleased with where we are. I think that we just have to be more consistent on our effort and which team shows up. And if we can just kind of master that part of it, that portion of it, it's going to be really, really tough for people to put a finger on how to get us out of this tournament. So not to overstep, Tech on Friday, it's our senior night. Good group of guys, man. It's really emotional, the emotional strength of this group. You know, this is really my first group from freshman to senior. So it'll be an emotional game for me because those guys been here since I first got hired on. So if you could say a group for coaches, it's my first group, my first group that I've had. So it'll be an emotional night. Hopefully these guys come out and play really well on home floor to give ourselves some momentum heading into Tuesday as we host here. Sectional, play Ron Colley on Tuesday. But make sure that you guys come out for Friday night and watch us, you know, compete against Tech in our senior night and take these seniors out on a heavy and a right note.
Yeah, and then obviously next Monday we'll talk about sectional as you guys take on Ron Colley, and hopefully we'll be continuing the conversations after that as well. But make sure, like Coach said, this Friday, 7:30, Ben Davis versus Tech, the final regular season game, senior night. It's going to be a good one, two top 10 ranked teams in Indiana. So it's going to be a fun game, and hopefully everyone can come out and watch the game. Coach, before we go, final thoughts.
Come out. This group deserves a packed house. Let's see if we can pack it out. Let's see if we can show Tech what the West Side is all about. It's purple and white it out. Let's make sure that everyone comes out and has a good time on Friday night.
There we go. All right, Coach, I'll see you next Monday. And hopefully your Ben Davis Giants are going to be 18-6 heading into sectionals. And then we'll talk about that when it happens. All right, everyone, have a good rest of your week.